Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning, a packed studio. I've got four guests in the studio this morning. It's great to have a packed studio. I'm very happy to have with me Caitlin LaCrone. She is a dancer with the New Archangel Dancers. Brittany Pallarito, also a dancer with the New Archangel Dancers. Helena Van Veen, the dance director and also a dancer and also a board member for the New Archangel Dancers. And finally, Sadie Marr, a dancer and board member for the New Archangel Dancers. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm going to start with Helena. I'm going to have to do a lean over here to reach that microphone. We've got more people than microphones. Just to start us in on what we're here to talk about, which is recruiting. So just give us the lowdown.
Yeah, well, it's the time of year for recruitment. We do recruit all year long, but we have special dates coming up for November 10th and November 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. at 208 Smith Street. We are recruiting for 18 years old and older women. We're an all-volunteer group and nonprofit who love to dance. We all live here, and we've all come together, and we have the love for dance. So if you are interested in dancing and love to dance, I greatly encourage you to come. We'll teach you, no experience necessary, and it's a great workout, and you meet new friends.
Okay, wonderful. I want to talk more about all of this, but I do want to highlight a couple things that you just said, which is, so it's women only, but you don't need to be a dancer, so you don't need to have a background in dance. You'll get to learn everything.
Yes, we will teach you.
Okay, amazing. Well, let's see. I'll have you pass that microphone back to Brittany, and we'll start with you, Brittany. I want to hear a little bit, because you're a dancer. This is a great opportunity for listeners to hear what it's like to be a new Archangel dancer. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you joined, what the experience has been for you.
I'm the newest member dancer for New Archangels. I grew up dancing. My cousin owned a studio, so it was kind of just, I had to do it to support the family, but loved it. And I stopped after college. Didn't think I was going to dance again, on stage especially. But another dancer recruited me last year. Met her through playgroups. I got a son. She has a son. And heard I had a dance background and was like, hey, you know, I've got this really fun group that I'm in, and it's really great. Come check it out. Recruitment dates were already over, but I just came to a regular practice and got to watch and see. I'd never heard of New Archangels dancers before because I was new. I'm a Coast Guard wife, so we had just moved. And I guess that was kind of it. I was like, okay, yeah, I could see myself doing this. And it was, cool. It was fun. It was great. With building a community after moving somewhere new and meeting friends and things like that. So far, it's been great.
Okay, yeah. So building community, that seems like a good thing. Well, I want to hear some of the other stories of our other dancers in here. So Sadie, let's hear about your journey to become a New Archangel dancer.
Let's see. I was born here in Sitka and was raised here in the summer times. Excuse me. And I've been watching the New Archangel Dancers since I was probably five or six, and I grew up doing ballet, and I hadn't danced since I was like 18, excuse me. So when COVID happened and I didn't have a busy schedule, I no longer was working, I emailed Angie, who I ended up working with at Head Start, and she just told me to come to a recruitment. I think I was recruited in January, and I'm a girl dancer, but I always wanted to be a New Archangel dancer when I was younger, 5, 6 years old, there was, what, maybe 40, 50 women dancing at the time, so it was just like, I was in awe that I wanted to be a dancer.
Maybe I can ask you a little bit, since you've seen it for so long and now you've been in dancing for, I think you said since 2005, maybe before we came on the air.
2001. 2001. Sorry, 2021.
Oh,
sorry.
That's right. It was Helena. I'm sorry, Helena. No, yeah. Well, either of you can kind of answer this question a little bit for listeners who aren't familiar with what New Archangel dancing is. What kind of dancing is this?
It's Russian, Ukrainian, and Moldavian folk dancing, and there's boy dancers and girl dancers. Brittany is our newest boy dancer.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Just, it's really fun.
Great. So it might not be what people are familiar with. You're a Coast Guard transplant. Brittany, you were saying you hadn't heard of it before. And yeah, so different style of dancing altogether.
Yeah. I grew up, doing the ballet, jazz, whatever. Definitely never saw myself doing a Russian folk dance show in the summer. But I just try it out. I mean, I kind of came out with it with an open mind. There's no pressure to, like, if you come out, just see what it is, see if you like it. There was no pressure to be like, you know, sign up here, do all the stuff. It's free, which is a big, I don't work right now. It's a great workout to get for free. I don't feel, you know, like, oh, I've got to pay for a babysitter. Now I got to pay for a workout class, things like that. It just kind of fell, and it was a good choice. And it is really fun. It's fun to do. It's fun to be a boy dancer. You get to do all the fun tricks.
Have strengthened my, like, knee muscles and my stuff from dancing, too.
Good workout. So that's an asset, too. Well, I want to hear about your experience, Caitlin. You are also relatively recent to the New Archangel Dancers. What led you to join, and what's your experience been?
Saw a ad on Sick of Chatters for looking for some dancers, and I grew up dancing also, but was kind of looking for a way to get back into dance. Wasn't really sure how. Hadn't heard of the New Archangel Dancers since moving here in 2023. So it was something I kind of just ran with and went to a practice also. It wasn't technically a recruiting night, so we are recruiting all year long, whether or not it's a recruitment night, but just really enjoyed getting to meet new people after being a new person in town, and I had just had a baby, was looking to get back into working out more, and have really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing. Well, I want to put Helena back on the microphone there. Feel free to move it over. Yeah. I'll turn you down for a moment and then pop it back up. Just so we can talk a little bit more about the details. And I mentioned that you've been with the dancers since 2005. So I think it's also nice to hear your story, like what led you to join and what has your experience been?
I love to dance. So I was always twirling in parking lots and making up routines, and I've just always been that kid and any form of dance. But Russian dance was really intimidating. I also was born and raised here, so I would see like my PE teacher who was super fit doing it, and I said, oh man, I don't know if I can do that. But the great thing is, again, is there's all different styles of dancing. It's a good cardio workout, but if you're like, I'm not going to get down on the floor and do that, what that boy dancer does, that's okay. You know, we also need girl dancers, announcers, who, if you love to MC, if you want to come and help and do costume director, or you love to sew, or you love technical, we're always looking for help. You know, so I just encourage you to give us a try. Cool. I was really like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I like modern dance and hip hop and ballet. And I just thought that just sounds, you know, funny, folk dance. But I ended up loving it. And again, it's been a great support system for just people coming together for the same thing. You can be having the worst day ever and you come to dance and you just kind of forget it all, and we're all dance and have a good time. And
I do keep hearing that coming back about this piece of community, that you get to join a community and you meet people. And I feel like that's so important in our lives, you know, in a dark place and the living on an island. And then also I'm hearing like some great physical exercise, which can be so lovely as well. Yeah. But right now there is official recruitment going on.
Yes.
It sounds like people can get involved throughout the year. But if this all sounds interesting to listeners, they can come out for official recruitment. Tell us how to do that.
Yeah. So you can either come Monday night. There's two recruitment nights this month, November 10th and November 17th, both on Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. You can please wear comfortable gear, some sneakers or whatever. We do have some shoes that you could try on to fit, but you might need to come a little bit early for that. So we want to get started as soon as we can. But yeah, it's a great time to come out and visit us, see the studio, give it a try and see if you like it. Again, there was no pressure if you don't. But yeah, we have all different styles of dance, slow ones. We're going to be participating in the Nutcracker. So if you missed that and you see us in the Nutcracker, we're the Ice Maidens. So we have slow dances, character dances where you act, and you know, cardio ones. But you know, the fun thing is we get to dance.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like 208 Smith Street is the place to go on either November 10th or 17th.
Correct.
And if there are questions, they can call. Is that right?
Yeah, they can call our dance studio and leave a message. We'll get back to them at 907-747-5516.
Wonderful.
Or they can email us at newarchangeldancer@gmail.com. And we have a Facebook page, New Archangel Dancers. So if you're into Facebook, that's a great place. We've received messages through there for people already who want to come check us out. So we're excited about that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I have been enjoying speaking with Helena Van Veen. She is the dance director, as well as a dancer and a board member for the New Archangel Dancers. Caitlin LaCrone, a dancer with the New Archangel Dancers. Sophie Marr, a dancer and board member for the New Archangel Dancers. And Brittany Pellerito, a dancer with the New Archangel Dancers. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.